Good morning. High pressure will remain in control across interior New York and New England, keeping it dry today. The only exception will be a weak disturbance sliding across the mid-Atlantic region, which could push some additional clouds as far north as the southernmost Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England, but it does look like precipitation will stay well off to the south, and these clouds will tend to give way to increasing sunshine throughout the day. So mostly sunny skies for everyone during the afternoon hours, which will allow temperatures to reach into the lower 80s on average for afternoon highs. Humidity values will stay on the lower side, keeping the weather comfortable for the day today. Mainly clear tonight with lows back in the 50s to around 60, which will set us up for more sunshine and a warmer day on Tuesday. With high pressure remaining in control, highs will reach the middle 80s for afternoon temperatures, and the humidity will creep up just a bit. On Wednesday, as the high retreats off the eastern seaboard, the humidity will start to creep back in, and with mostly sunny skies, highs will bounce into the upper 80s, with a few spots even touching the 90-degree mark. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a disturbance will begin to approach during the day on Thursday, bringing in increasing cloud cover and scattered showers and thunderstorms, which will be most likely by the end of the day in the western portions of the region, and highs will be back into the mid-80s. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms on Thursday night, and some leftover showers possible on Friday, otherwise partly sunny for the end of the week, with highs back into the lower 80s. We'll go back to drier weather on Saturday and Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, with highs in the lower to mid 80s to start the weekend and the upper 80s on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a disturbance over the Pacific Northwest will help push a weak cold front into the high plains today, then across the Dakotas and approach the upper Midwest tomorrow. There'll be a threat of severe thunderstorms in association with this system, with the main focus across the northern and central high plains. The Storm Prediction Center has highlighted a slight risk of severe weather, with the dominant hazards being large hail and strong gusty winds. Heavy rainfall is expected with the system as well as it pushes to the east, and there'll be some concern for localized areas of flash flooding across portions of the central and northern plains today, and then advancing across the upper Midwest tomorrow. Farther east, a cold front will settle slowly south across the Tennessee Valley, central and southern Appalachians, and mid-Atlantic today. Tomorrow, this front will settle down into portions of the interior southeast and the Gulf Coast states. Low pressure will focus along the front, and heavy showers and thunderstorms are likely in these areas, along with the threat of flash flooding. Given this setup, the Weather Prediction Center has highlighted a slight risk of excessive rainfall. And a strong ridge of high pressure over Alaska will slowly weaken and shift northwest tomorrow. A dry northerly flow near and to its east is expected to foster a continuation of dry conditions and record high temperatures, with all-time records within reach for southern Alaska as readings soar into the 80s and 90s. Wildfires will remain a concern, which will drive areas of smoke and a degradation of air quality as a result. At Mount Washington this morning, mostly clear skies and 43 degrees with a north wind at 11 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 49 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 51, 80% relative humidity, a north wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even and holding steady. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny near 80, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs around 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 81 degrees, the low 65, the average temperature 73, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, a half inch for the month, which is 4/10 of an inch below normal, and 21.37 inches for the year, which is 1.90 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 61. The record high, 100, set in 1936, and the record low, 43, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:25 a.m., sunset this evening 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and comfortably warm today with highs around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, some morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunny and comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, some morning clouds followed by increasing sunshine today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny, comfortably warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-80s, more sunshine and more humidity Wednesday in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers, a thunderstorm possible Thursday in the mid-80s. Partly sunny with the chance of showers and storms Friday in the lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds both weekend days in the lower to mid-80s Saturday and in the upper 80s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.